Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. The bridegroom who returns in the middle of the night for the bridal party strikes a foreign note to our ears. American weddings are usually Saturday afternoons with dinner and reception to follow and home by 9 p.m. for those of us with children. The younger bride, the groom, the bridal party will dance further on into the night. Palestinian weddings are overnight affairs. The night of the wedding, the groom goes first to the bride's father to haggle with him for the dowry. He delays, because the longer they haggle, the more honor is shown to the bride. This tells everyone, hey, this bride, she's a real catch. You are worth a great price to your heavenly bridegroom. The cross shows us just how much you are worth to him. And he will return for you. The watchmen on the heights of pulpits everywhere for 2 millennia have been crying out to God's people, "Here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." His return will have been with very fair warning, more than fair. Nevertheless, when Jesus comes at the last day, some will be ready and some will not be ready. The wise virgins and the foolish virgins represent all people who call themselves Christian. They are baptized, they go to church, they profess the Christian faith. You can't tell the difference between the wise and the foolish virgin with your own eyes. They all have lamps. They hang out together. They look alike. They act alike. To our eyes, indistinguishable. But Jesus lets you in on something that he knows. The wise virgins have oil for their lamps, and the foolish virgins do not. Some will be ready for his return. Some will not be ready. But at midnight, there was the cry, "Here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." All those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." And the wise answered, saying, "There will not be enough for you and for us. Go rather to the dealer and buy some for yourself." What is this oil? It is the living and abiding word of God that stands forever. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. It is the voice of the Holy Spirit who calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. It is the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit that sets you before God as a spotless bride before her husband, having washed you clean by his holy, precious blood. It is the sacrament of Christ's body and blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Living bread from heaven that gives and sustains life. A cleansing blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. A blood that sprinkles your heart and cleanses your conscience to stand upright before a living God. The oil is the gospel and the sacraments of Jesus Christ. The foolish virgins were in church. They received the sacraments. They heard the gospel. but they didn't treasure these means of grace. Perhaps they grew as Christians for a time, and then a time of testing or persecution comes, and they wither in the heat because their faith had not been regularly fed with oil from Jesus. Perhaps they grew as Christians for a time, and the cares and allurements of the world grow around them like thorns and thistles and choke off faith, choke off their desire to receive more of Jesus and his sustaining oil. Perhaps the devil convinces them that they know all they need to know. Thank you very much. And they really have nothing in the lamp. So he devours them up. For whatever reason, they neglect the means by which the Holy Spirit keeps us in true faith. So when the fools need the bright light of faith, when the bridegroom comes again, the source had run dry. The wick was dry and useless. The lamp would not burn in the darkness. They could not go with the bridegroom. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." And the wise answer, "You can't do that. There's not enough for us and for you. You have to go and buy some for yourself." And while they go to buy, the bridegroom comes, and those who are ready with him go into the marriage feast, and the door is shut. When Jesus comes, he is saying that you will not have time to get ready. When he comes, the day is far past. All work is done, and all the works on earth will be laid bare. And when the foolish virgins need oil the most, they will not have it, and they cannot get it. You will not be able to lean on another person's works, as the fools demand the wise to share their oil. You'll not be able to buy your way in either, as the fools go to try and buy at the midnight hour. So now is the time to listen. Now is the time to take God's word to heart. Now is the time to have oil that keeps faith alive for the hour when Jesus comes to take his church to heaven. The wedding is heaven, the eternal marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom. The coming of the bridegroom is Christ, coming to judge the living and the dead and to bring his saints to heaven and to condemn all unbelievers to hell. And among the unbelievers will be people who were attached to the church but didn't actually belong to it. They had lamps. But when they try to enter, they find the door to the feast shut. "Lord, Lord, open to us." And he answers, "Truly I say unto you, I do not know you." Those are the words of a terrible and eternal judgment. "Assuredly, I say unto you, I do not know you." Christians who are taught the faith in their childhood and then neglect God's word after they are grown will often claim that while they may not be regular churchgoers, they know what they believe. They know the gospel. They know what it means to believe in Jesus. They're taught as children, they believe what they believe. So they're fine. No need to secure any oil for this lamp. My wick is ready to light. What these Christians are foolish about is that the gospel is not something that can be believed on your own natural power. You cannot, by your own reason or strength, believe in Jesus our Lord or come to him. St. Paul writes that the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. The suffering and death of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins isn't something that our flesh wants to hear. It is indeed something the devil wants us to disregard and disbelieve. But the suffering, dying, and rising Jesus, the one who is coming back on the clouds in judgment, he is the one faith needs. The gospel that makes faith burn is the gospel of Christ's humble obedience, suffering, and death, whereby he paid to God what we owed to him. The oil that burns into the fire of faith is Jesus Christ. It is his righteous living, his innocent dying, his resurrection from the dead. The gospel gives us forgiveness of all our sins. This oil is the substance of the preaching that goes on week after week after week, and the liturgy and the hymnody and the holy sacraments. Brothers and sisters, I cannot urge you enough. Do not neglect or take for granted this precious oil. Pray for and encourage those who do think that they don't need it. Pray for them and encourage them to think better of that path. And may we all repent of ever neglecting the saving word of our Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, today, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Come one and all to be forgiven. The wedding feast of the Lamb is here, even today at this altar. Heaven meeting earth, Lamb, both host and meal. Let us follow to that marriage hall and eat the supper, the eternal one, at his call, here in time and then one day there in eternity. And when the door is shut, you will be safely in his eternal feast, and there you will find pure joy, blessed peace to cheer you. The word that fueled our faith here on earth will be finally and permanently fulfilled, as every promise God ever gave will be realized, and every wrong will be righted, every disappointment forgotten, tears dried, never more to come out. The light in that place will never fade away. For that day we pray, come quickly, come Lord Jesus, come quickly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ our Lord.